Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
God in me. That's a beautiful way to start anything. Welcome y'all to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, aka Divine Inspiration. Tonight, we're going to see if we can't get through this thing despite Blog Talk and some of their shenanigans. Tonight, as you know, is going to be Freestyle Fun Day. It means everybody, I hope, brings something that they're going to just be able to spit from the dome. Easy that's going to be. I know for me that's going to be weird, but that's okay. It's going to be fun regardless. If you can't make a fool of yourself in front of friends, what's the point, you know? I'm going to play a couple other songs and allow some people to call in. So just hang out. 334, be sure to press 1 and raise your hand because we definitely want to hear from you tonight. But I'm not going to put your name out there and throw you under the bus just yet. But let's listen to another song, and we'll come back and get things started proper right. Proper like.
Oh, yeah. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me over and over. Over again, yeah. I'm Father, I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job. White walking out, these church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from my sins, clean this house from the inside out, restore me, take away my impurity. Lord, I need you to clean this house from the inside out, restore away my impurity. I said if you got me out that last situation, I wouldn't do it again. What can I say but I'm only human, and Lord, here I stand. I've been smoking a lot and drinking a lot and all up in the club. I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and I had no business doing it. No church or no Bible study ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash my sins, clean this house, yeah, from the inside out. I need you to restore me, take away my impurity. Lord, I need you to clean this house, oh, from the inside out. Restore, restore my impurity. Listen, now if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, I don't know where I would be. Cause you brought me out, without a doubt, without a doubt. You're more than a friend, more than a friend. You're a confidant. The best cleaner alive. Mm. Every now and then we all go through a little strife. Yeah. But if you let him, he will change your life. Now I can hear you saying that life's been rough. Oh yeah. You've been going through a whole lot of stuff. God specializes, hey, in the impossible. Impossible. Just trust and believe. Yeah. His grace is more than enough. To make me new, make me over, do it for me,
our worship ride tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and down. All that I am will shout, and my worship rise like a sweet perfume. I'll pour my love. over us tonight, and he said that I'll pour my love.
Who was and is to come. is he that can number your days? You plumb the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone, you're God, you're God, and oh him, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now unto the King,
now unto the King,
eternal.
It might help if I take my phone off of mute. But welcome once again, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. You'll be hanging out with myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my brother, Mr. Alonzo. What's going on with you, Alonzo? How are you tonight?
What's going on with me? What's going on with you, brother? What's going on with you? I'm all right, though.
I'm chilling, chillaxing. Nervous, but I'm chillaxing. This is crazy.
Okay.
But I want everybody to know that you're hanging out at the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And that's the brainstorm of none other than author Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, who just so happens to also be the CEO of Raw Links. I got mine. Alonzo, you got yours?
No, you know I got mine.
I know that's right. So y'all might want to get y'all's too. That's a line of jewelry, earrings, necklaces, bracelets. He got some stuff for you. It's all handmade. You can't go wrong with Raw Links.
Yes.
So
okay.
Tonight, the reason I said, Alonzo, the reason I said I was nervous earlier, no nervous, because this is freestyle fun. And it's the same Automatics not here because he is always talking that freestyle. As a matter of fact, the show before last, didn't y'all have a conversation about freestyling or something? And he ain't been back since.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I gave him front and center seats. I gave him front and center seats. I thought, you know what I mean? I was like, you the champ
of the
boxing match. I just wanted to impress you.
Look, I ain't scared of him now. He should be here because I'm ready for him. I'm ready to go toe-to-toe. Look, if you see his number pop up on the stereo, block it. Shut it down. I'm going to talk all kind of smack. He ain't here now.
Oh, man. He coming through the back door. That's all I know. He coming through the back door.
I put some locks on there, and I paid some smokers to be security out there.
Okay, he said I heard that.
Lord, give me that one night. But he ain't coming up in here. That's how serious this is.
Let me stop.
Oh, man. This is one of them nights. Freestyle, I am so far out of my element in this, I just can't tell you. But that's all right. We gonna make it do what it do. But so that's what we're doing tonight. It's Freestyle Fun Day. I would hope that anybody that calls in with a piece is going to have something right off the dome. And before we do that, we need some prayer up in this piece. Who do we ever? So, my brother Alonzo, would you mind bringing us in?
Sir, for sure. If we may bow our heads and draw our minds. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for the moments that we share. Thank you for waking up this morning. May the words tonight come from our hearts, not just our minds. With this in our hearts is who we are, and what we're trying to do is get more connected to you. So with your grace and your mercy and your love, may we grow in your name tonight as one. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And you know what? Before we start on, you can see I am just procrastinating, ain't I? Excuse me. Sorry about that, Mom. Aren't I? But, I want to play this one song right before we start with the freestyle. But I'm going to give you a heads up, Mr. Alonzo. If you've got something for us, you can lead us off. But first, we want to listen to
you.
For my soul, 'cause I'm tired of crying all night. Just for my soul, Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. 'Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need a help, Lord.
I need a healer for my soul.
Gave my body and my soul away. Now I come to you, 'cause I need to be whole. Heal my soul, Lord.
I need
you,
Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Time of healing for us, so it's a beautiful song. I love the way she just cries out, you know. I feel her pain. But anyway, as I said, this is going to be Freestyle Fun Day. We done been prayed in, we done joked in, laughed in, and now I've procrastinated enough. I'm trying to think of something else to hold it up, but I guess I can't really do that. That wouldn't be fair to those that are not quite as nervous about doing this stuff as I am. But anywho, my brother Lonzo.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, are you going to jump on board with us with this freestyle?
I mean, I'm prepared. I'm prepared. You've thrown me under the bus one too many times for me not to be prepared. I come with tires.
Well,
I just want you to know.
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh, but yes,
I thought cutting you off with the music was going to be the end of it, but I see you got a memory up there, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, for moments like this, is also why I prepared myself for the track. So, yeah, but I'm not going to sing it to you. That's why it's in the studio. But that's another story, another time.
Yes, definitely. Like right after the show, we got to address that. But anywho, let's get things started. Why don't we?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Would you mind leading the way?
Yeah, I'll keep it simple and pimpy for you guys. Well, simple and easy for you guys.
I was thinking if I could do a haiku, that might be real quick and easy to get out of the way. But let me stop.
Okay.
All right. With that being said, my brother, you're going to lead us off with Freestyle Fun Day. And the mic is yours, King.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Freestyle Sunday, the fun day, the one way that we seem to come together on the runway to take off a flight into the sunset. One wet, one bet that might come up short, but yet still here, ready to vet. Thank you, Father, for another blessed day, as I say, from the beginning to the end of the way. Me and my brothers put it together like it's a treeway because we got one more on the line. So we're going to say this with one more line of rhymes. Keep it short for you. Happy Sunday, fun day, and poem.
Oh, Okay, you got that one off nicely. I like that. I like that. Thank you, sir. You was prepared for that to a degree.
No, I was trying not to think about it because I start preparing, I start to get nervous and picking with words and start stuttering like right now. I don't want to think about it. I just want to let it go.
See, I guess that's why they call it free style. But I just can't get that part in my head. You know, so, you know, I know what you're saying. I was, I even had a couple of notes written to help me stay focused on the direction I wanted to go, and I've lost them. So
uh-huh.
I've lost
See?
Them. So
I didn't want that. I didn't want that at all.
Right.
I only had 2 minutes to express what I was feeling.
Now. Right. Right. I hear you. But I don't want to do one on skirt. Oh, man. Okay. Let me not procrastinate anymore. I can't ask anybody to do something that I wouldn't be willing to do myself. So with that being said.
Yes, sir. The mic is yours, King.
Thank you. I have no idea what the title is. I might have one when I finish with it, but if not, then it's just going to be one of those untitled pieces. I don't know, Lord. It seems like respect, compassion, empathy, accepting wisdom are dwindling. I don't think they're going to last. It seems like those attributes that sustained us through untold hills and valleys and all kind of mess, especially for my past. But, you know, it's going to take those of us with the power of the pen to write some things, maybe to show some things, invite somebody else in. We have to be the ones to usher those to the throne. Imagine if it was a loved one of yours that had to face that judgment without Christ all alone. Time is real. I don't want to be one of those crazy people you used to see back in the day out on the corner screaming, the end is near, the end is near. But the end is near. There's far too many of us that are bold enough to say that. So many are going to meet that with fear. We need to all be able to stand and say that old scripture, death, where is thy sting? You look at it bold and say, I fear you no longer, because the worst thing you can do is send me to be with my king. I don't have fear. The spirit of fear is something from the enemy. And I'm just not having that mess, not today or tomorrow. But I do know one thing. I got to step up my game. I got to get on my knees more than once and repent, restore, refresh, and prepare. Because, baby, let me tell you, we're about to go to war, and we're fighting the Prince of the Air. And that's that peace. Alonzo, are you there?
Yes, sir. I didn't know that was the end of the piece. I didn't hear that part. My apologies.
All right, that's okay.
I was just even going over there. Anyway, that was
you breaking up.
A good follow-up. You said, am I breaking up? No, we can't do that. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good follow-up is what I was wanting to say. That's a good follow-up for a freestyle, and I'm glad that I am me on this show because, you know, I'm the one that get to ask questions like, who are you writing to? But
you know what? I think I was writing that to me. For real. Because like I said, I lost my notes, so it's something that just been on in my head and on my heart for a little while now. There's another something I'm along those lines that I'm getting ready to birth But it's something that's real heavy on my heart. And, you know, we got to get the word out. So I think I was talking to me. I need to get past the talking about it stage and start doing about it. And it's a very appropriately timed thought process because of some of these other things that I'm in the ground floors of trying to birth. So, yeah, I think I was talking to me. And that's
another reason why I said it was a nice piece.
Talking to me.
Hey, you found yourself, you got in tune to yourself, and you expressed it within a freestyle. So, you know what I mean? With the name freestyle, as everybody knows, or everybody probably don't know, but most people get nervous because they feel like a freestyle is structured. But when you open up and get passionate, or not even passionate, just find yourself within yourself, kind of just what you did right there. You start flowing. That's what the freestyle is really about. So it's you know what I mean, it's your style, it's your world. You're just painting the picture like Picasso for us. So I appreciate that.
I like it put that way. It does take some of the angst off of it when you really look at it from that mindset. Because determining of itself, freestyle, so there is no structure, there is no nothing. It's free. So whatever you want. So you can be wrong. So, yeah. But anywho, I'm
very
still out
correct.
Of my comfort zone.
Very.
That's okay. I made it.
Ain't that how we grow up? That's
right?
Exactly how we
there
grow, out of the comfort zone.
That part. Yes, indeedy. You know what?
Yes, sir.
I see you out there with the hands raised, Lisa. Matter of fact, I was getting ready to play a song, but
right.
I'm not. I'm going to bring you on first. But I think we had a pretty good start to things. What say you, Lisa?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Welcome to the Answer Factory.
Hello, gentlemen.
Lisa?
And y'all
Miss Lisa.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good. There's no need to complain.
Well, happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Freestyle Sunday.
Happy Sunday
to
y'all.
Yeah.
I am not
and
a freestyle poet. I am going to preface it with that. I am not a freestyle poet. I came in because
welcome to the club.
I made Mr. Alonzo a promise a couple of weeks ago, and I have not made good
ooh.
On it. So I came in to make good on that promise.
Oh.
Well, Miss Lisa,
okay.
I appreciate that. I wasn't even on her head. You see that? That's the God. I didn't even say nothing. I
see? That's some of that integrity that was just dwindling. But see, it's still hanging in there. It's still in there.
Hello.
Honestly,
I got nothing but love, Miss Lisa. I'm glad you're really stepping up. I'm anxious to see what kind of piece you bring us tonight.
Well, I think we had talked about it, and I have done this piece on other people's platforms, but I've never given it to you guys. This was a piece that I wrote after seeing another school shooting. And I worked in news for many years, and you had to learn how to be numb to things when you were producing news, because if I lost it, then the whole newsroom lost it. So this was me watching from home the reports of another school shooting and how it moved me to be the voice of the voiceless. I wrote this piece as a fourth grader being accosted by a school shooter. And this
wow.
piece is...
Go ahead, Alonzo.
The mic is
yours, Queen.
This piece is called I Want to Go Home. Awards Day. When I get my perfect attendance certificate. It's been a very busy school year. I worked hard for this day. We're almost to our last day. Then I got the whole summer to play with my friends and go on trips with my family. and just have fun. And everyone's so excited. The assembly was fun, and Mommy bought me a new frame for my award. It's really cool with a gold seal on it. And next year, we'll be fifth graders, the big kids in the school. But wait, what's happening? Why is this boy here, and why does he have a gun? Wait, what's that loud noise? Why is my teacher screaming? What am I supposed to do? Everyone's running, but we can't go anywhere. I'll try to get behind teacher's desk. If I run really fast, I can make it. Ow! Why is my chest hurting? It's hard to breathe, and my shirt feels wet. I just got to get under teacher's desk. But I feel so weak. Maybe if I lay here, I'll be okay. People are falling down, and why are there red spots everywhere? Oh, hi, teacher. What's wrong with your eyes? Are you laying down with me? Why aren't you answering me? The floor feels cool. Maybe if I close my eyes, all this noise will just go away, because we're supposed to go out to play soon. Maybe I'll just take a nap. I hear big people voices. They're yelling, stop! Drop it! So much noise! And I'm so tired. Where's my certificate? Mommy will be mad if I lose it. I'll just look for it later. After my nap, it's getting so cold and dark, and my chest and my side hurt, but not as bad. I hope teacher called Mommy before she laid down. I just want to go home in peace.
Okay. Why we said the same thing? That wow,
man.
I'm gonna let you go first, Paul. I'm gonna let you go first.
Gee, thanks. I don't even know if I can articulate what that poem took me through. The way you presented it, and the way it was written was just phenomenal. Touched on so many things to actually put yourself into that character of that child. You can almost feel the life draining out of them. You can feel the coldness of the floor. Oh, it was such a graphic picture of something that needs to be addressed. It was phenomenally written.
Thank you,
man. Kudos, Queen. That was by far my favorite piece I've ever heard from you.
Thank you so
Mr.
much.
Mr. Alonzo,
what say
you? Oh, thank you.
By a long shot. I'm going to have to piggyback off of what you just said, like the detail.
Mm-hmm. I'm still emotional right now. That took me.
Yeah. Just to think he was 4 years old, you know, like, you know, I'm very analytical. Let me just start with that. So, when you started off the poetry, or before you even started off the poem, you said that it was coming from a certain angle. I was thinking of, I got to thinking of a newscaster. And, you know, one thing I've always question mark is how do you dress up so nicely telling bad stories? You know what I mean? And after a while it clicked in, like, this is how we get our news. Because if it was told in raw truth, I don't think we react properly, or, you know what I mean? Like, so I came in at that poetry, I came in at looking like I'm watching the news. And I was just breaking down the cold floor. I'm trying to figure out where the blood coming from. Like, is a teacher she shot? Did I get shot? You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like, and then I had flashbacks of, you know, a certain episode that I had growing up in school. So it was like, yeah, that was very, thank you, Chris.
My point with the piece was I was a newscaster for many years. And we hear from the newscasters and the politicians and the police and the teachers and everybody except the children who live through it.
Yeah.
We hear everybody's voice except for that innocent that's in that room that doesn't even understand what death is, and they're dying on the floor.
You know, that answered my next question, my infamous question of who is you writing to. But, you know, I mean, like, coming from the child's position, he was writing to everybody else. Coming from the child's position. So.
Yeah. And that in and of itself just adds another level of depth to that piece. You know, it's like almost a cry from the grave from some of these lost youth. You know, look at this. Look at what you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
On so many levels. That piece was just, like, phenomenal.
Well, when I first wrote the piece, I couldn't fit it. It took me a month to be able to actually articulate it because I just saw these babies in this room being shot at and don't understand what's going on and thinking that if I can hide behind the desk, I'll be all right. You know, thinking that not understanding why the teacher's laying there with her eyes wide open and can't speak.
Yeah.
Crazy. I'm just having flashbacks. I'm just having a flashback all over again. Like, how did I recover? You know, how did I recover? You know, thank God there's Jesus. But, you know what I mean? Like, speaking as the kid and the effect that it has, like.
We've lost innocence. The country in itself has lost innocence. We don't consider the thing that once were the norm. There was a time where we considered what innocence looked like, and we tried to remain on that side of things. Now it's every man for themselves, and they don't care.
Exactly. That word right there, care.
Yeah, this was my attempt to make you look at the innocence again.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm seeing it. I see it.
That has me like
as a kid.
Birth of a whole movement.
Okay. Yeah.
That piece right there should be the start of an entire movement. I'm just saying.
We hear too many grown folk that haven't lived through it speaking on it and acting like these children didn't die.
Mm-hmm. Or those that survived weren't permanently altered.
Hardened.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The loss of innocence, even for those that survived it.
Because those children who do live through it are never going to be the same
loss
again.
Of innocence.
No, they're not.
In any instance, when you live through a traumatic situation, when you live through war, when you live through pestilence, when you're fighting to stay alive for any reason, it changes who you are.
Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
The good thing is if you keep God first and foremost, he can use those traumas to better you, to empower you, to perchance save someone else in the midst of that. And the Bible is full of stories like that. And I'm a testament of that. So that's the only good thing out of a situation like that. But that also shows his love for us. Even in the midst of something as heinous as that, he is there with us and for us.
Amen.
You know, and that again speaks to the innocence of a child because Children don't understand even that much. So the innocence right. that they carry is what carries them home to God in that situation.
Definitely agree. Because I thought Absolutely. It was cartoons.
No.
You're,
yeah.
you're right. Everything that was recited was
that.
Something that I learned off the TV or, you know, it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It wasn't real. It wasn't real. Real. It was too surreal.
Yes. It was, you know, a good newscaster or journalist is able to get that footage that puts you right there so that you're almost
that
as one with
that
the
part.
Event. Back there
yeah.
was written.
Yeah.
The journalism in you definitely was forefront, but the compassion and the you of you was there as well in that piece, and the combination was just like, it was live in the Technicolor.
Yeah.
I couldn't get no better than
yeah.
that. That piece right there, Queen. Oh, man.
Good
I got
thing.
Goosebumps from that piece
good,
still.
Good thing. Okay. 5 minutes, 7 minutes later, we still.
7 minutes later, we still. I know, right? Man. And guess what? We got the archives.
Mm.
We got that in recording.
Mm.
Like
what
I was
you say
saying,
right now?
Music,
what you
that
what
sounds
you say
like
right
the
now?
Beginning of a movement. The need for that and the power and the drive with which you presented that.
For
is,
me,
is,
in
is,
a lot of...
It's all that's
in
needed.
A lot of, in a lot of what I write, I try to be the voice
that is not heard.
Yes, yes. That's a powerful statement right there. Because that could be applied to so many areas of life today.
Mm-hmm.
It all boils down to the same thing, sin. But
mm-hmm.
but in the way it presents itself, it's so varied. And there's so many voices that aren't heard. You know,
yeah.
You know, pedophilia, domestic violences, addictions. There's so many areas of life that there are voices that aren't heard. Yeah. That's man, look, I still got goosebumps. Man, oh, man, oh, man. That piece, Queen, I can't say it enough, but thank you for that. I'm going to play
You're
a song,
welcome.
And then we're going to come on back. So we're going to send you to the praise lounge for a moment, and hopefully you're going to hang out with us for a little longer. But thank you so much for that piece. One love.
All
mate.
Right. One
All
love,
right.
one mic.
One love, one mic.
Whew, Alonzo.
Hello.
That piece was
Hello.
Crazy.
Yeah, we're just...
Fear the sign, and you know.
song is for everybody that has survived some of that mess, some of that insanity, that piece that Lisa shared with us was pointing towards. Heroes inside of yourself. Don't let nothing that you've been through hold you back. Don't ever give up on yourself. But that piece is going to affect me for a while. But we're going to keep things moving right along there, Alonzo, because
yes,
we could dedicate a whole show to that piece. But anyway, we have another one of Tiffany's family members with their hands up, calling in from the great state of Florida, I do believe. That we have none other than Mrs. ZIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hi. Hey, Paul. How are you
how
doing?
Are you?
Good evening.
I'm hanging.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a start. Did you hear that piece that Lisa?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She got the it factor. I'm serious.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
I'm from the TV places. It Dean's listening to again.
Several times, yes. I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you
yep.
doing?
Yep.
How's things going?
I'm hanging in there. And before I lose my total nerve to try to go freestyle.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I'm getting some feedback. Yeah. I don't know who it is.
Okay, well, I tell you what. We're going to give you the mic, and we're going to mute our mics, and we won't have a problem then. The mic is yours, queen.
Okay, thanks. This piece, I just thought of it because I was listening to the gospel today, and that song came on, Lord, do it for me right now, that one. And I got the crying, and the words came. So this is what I got. Please let me do this while I cry. I remember the excruciating pain so bad my tears wouldn't stop, and at times so bad. Pain so bad my tears wouldn't stop. And then at times I couldn't cry because it was so bad. But God did it for me. One day I was sitting alone in my thoughts and I wondered, how could Jesus endure the pain on the cross? And I began to cry for his pain. But all I could do was pray. But God did it for me. The pain had me really bound because I couldn't move much. And pain had me holding on to my husband. And he was encouraging me, but the pain was so bad I couldn't hear him. And, but he held on to me, you know. He held on to me because he loves me with his heart, and he loves me like he loves Christ. And I always thought I wasn't worthy of that kind of love, the serious love, the real love, you know. But God did it for me. The pain saved my life. The pain brought faith, like the faith my husband already had, but it increased my faith. You know what I'm saying? And today I just can't thank him enough because he did it for me. And that's that piece. I can't freestyle, y'all. But woof, it's hard talking about.
Okay, I guess you don't start acting up now. Unmute my mic. Oh, man, you're talking about you can't freestyle. I don't know what that was. That wasn't a freestyle. But that the sincerity of it was just phenomenal. The power in that piece was phenomenal. The power in pain, you know. And when you were speaking on that, my mind was heading in that direction of something, a thought process of, yeah, but look at what came from that pain. And you went straight there with it. So, I mean, beautiful piece. Man, look. Hey, Eliza, you see these freestyle artists popping up here talking about, oh, I can't freestyle.
You know, as we mentioned earlier, there's a thing when you get in tune to yourself, that free comes about, you know, and it's your own painting. So you can freestyle. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
My first time ever, but words come because I went back there today and I've been crying and weeping and emotional ever since.
You know, I still have that small scar on my back, you know. And I'm just thankful to God that I'm still here. In spite of the pain.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know me, Adrian. I'm quick to do this, but would you mind going to the throne with me for a moment?
Okay.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we come to you grateful hearts right now, thanking you, Father God, for pain. We thank you for the pain that you brought this queen through, Father God, that you enabled her to see through the pain the love of her husband. She was able to see you in the arms of her husband in her pain, Father God. And even though she's still enduring, Father, her faith has increased, Lord. We thank you for the pain, Father God, that is building a warrior from this queen, Father God. A warrior that is now aware of her worth, Father God, in you. That knows she deserves the love that you had for her, Father God, and now she sees this, Lord. We thank you that we are able to bear witness to this. Father God, I ask that you would continue your work in this queen. Continue molding her and building her, Father God. Continue healing her, Father God. Continue walking with her through these valleys, Father God, and show her the oasis in the midst of the valleys. And we'll continue to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory that's due your most magnificent name. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I got to thank my daddy for that. He told me to do it. I'm just being a good boy today.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I missed church today. I feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go last week because I'm sure they made the announcement that they weren't going to be there today. They were going to go fellowship with another church in Jersey. And I invited a friend to go to church with me today, and I pop up in church, and she talking about, you almost have a small congregation, because it was one vehicle in the whole parking lot.
Ooh.
There wasn't no church.
Okay.
So I guess we don't have choice tonight. Freestyle choice. Oh, man, that was funny, though.
So far.
Yes, I'm definitely feeling his presence here just so far. And once he comes, he don't go until it's over with. But let me do a quick station identification. For those of you that may be listening online, you have to dial 319-527-6300 before the 10 o'clock hour, or the Blog Talk Lady will definitely give you the boot. Okay? This is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by none other than Raw Links, who just both happen to be the brainchild of also Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, our CEO, mentor, and boss man, and friend. With that being said, I have to go back to you, Lisa, because I forgot to ask this of you, so forgive me, but Mrs. VIP, what do you have coming up in the Epiphany Network?
Okay, well, Wednesday evening, my diva, LaPola Negra, and I are host Divas Talk. We cover a lot of topics, and sometimes it's just open mic. But it's a beautiful thing. I look forward to it, you know, hosting with her. And whenever we have great dialogue, the poets show up and show out. Like they've been doing for the last couple of weeks. So we've been doing very well. So y'all come out and join us. Back to you, gentlemen.
Back to you, gentlemen.
I concur. I popped in a few nights, and they doing it over there. Go ahead and dial that number. Same as mine, 319-527-6300. That's for all of the Epiphany shows, so you can't say you don't know the number. And with that, thank you so much, Mrs. VIP, for that phenomenal piece. Man, look, you talking about they show up and show out. What y'all doing in here tonight on this freestyle fun day? I'm having fun. I'm having fun with it. We survived. Trust me, we got 45 more minutes. We might do a freestyle speed round. Let me.
No, you won't.
So everybody, under the boat. I said we may do a speed round. How about we? I'm gonna take a little music break. We're gonna come back and do a speed round, so you can pull out a piece that you might want to do. And
okay, just for you.
When I open your mic, if once you join in with the speed round. Just go ahead and introduce your piece and go ahead into it. If you don't want to, okay. Just say pass, and I'll just go on to the next person. No one is obligated.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell for real if you don't.
Okay.
Let me see. What us going to listen to? What us going to listen to? Eeny, meeny, miny. There we go right there. No, Fred Hammond.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Fire in your heart.
And the rain. together in here tonight if you want to.
Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial if you're listening online. You got about another 39 minutes to call in. And we're about to begin a speed round. What I'm going to do is, I'll just open your mic. And you can go ahead and do your piece if you wish. And if not, just say pass and we'll just go on to the next one. You want me to lead off, Alonzo, or would you like to lead off and I close, or I'll lead off and you close it out? Or are you passing?
Which one? No, whatever you feel comfortable with. I'm up for the challenge. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay. Well, then. All right, you can start us off then. And I'll follow the last person. So it's going to be Alonzo, Lisa, Miss VIP. Oh, I see 815. Is that Gina? Has their hand up. So you can come right on in as well, and we'll go from there. All right, so Alonzo, the mic is yours, King.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you. This piece has no title. But it's a freestyle from my heart to the Father. Meanwhile, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the time we share with one another. Thank you. The reason why I say things like this is because without you from the beginning to the end, I'd be following a whole different view, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. I would not know who I was. The journey and experience. The stories I heard tonight.
Had me reflect.
All goods and bads in my life. The things that have taught me.
The things that have shown.
Again, I wouldn't have been this far.
I
just want to thank you again, Father, for the time you put in way before I could even thought.
Before I could grasp.
You knew what you was doing from the day. When I was Thomas. In the long run, I just want to thank you again. It's not enough. In peace.
When my life feels heavy, and the weight feels unbearable, and words are too hard to come by, the refuge of my existence is to step outside,
feel the breeze,
see the movements of nature,
and understand.
That there is a power
higher than I.
A power that directs the winds and the water. Causes the mountains to rumble. And the skies to cry. It is that power that designed me. Molded me into this vessel and set me upon this spinning rock with a purpose to discover and fulfill.
Although I can't always see it.
And no human outside of my skin can say how I am to be. So my God lives within. Manning the rudder of my life, helping me to guide my steps, especially when I cannot, while teaching me hard lessons and blessing me with grace. That spirit that resides with me manifests my destiny. It is the soul of me, the still small voice that speaks when I have no words left to say, offers me comfort when I can no longer rest, and sends guiding spirits into my realm when I need them, giving me reassurance and proof that I am seen even when I feel forgotten and alone. It is the divine within my humanity that leads my way, the greater within me that allows me to face a world that fights constantly for my sanity. The dissonance and discourse that has become normal cannot dictate who or what I was designed to be, because God's grace is sufficient for everything I am, and in due time gives the assurance that sustains me. Even when I'm in the gray, I know I am a celestial being walking a human journey, and there's a place of light somewhere. If I can just hold on, one day I will live in the light. My journey has never been easy. I stumble through darkness way more than the eye can see, and many times I have wanted to take my final exhale, but that greater power won't let me go, urges me to see one more day. A multitude of singular moments, continuing each of the 525,600 minutes that construct the years of my life, with hushed whispers telling me the hands are still running. Just take your next step. I know you can't understand why, but I have more for you. So I'm speaking out to you and to myself to just continue to breathe. It's all that any of us has. And just because you can't see air, you can still feel its life force. And it's all around us, just like God's love. Continue to move in grace, because there is so much more in store. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
A child of God.
A child of God.
You may think you're a babe in the woods when it comes to knowing the Lord. Take heart. You may not be where you want to be, but thank goodness you're not where you used to be. There are some who seem to have an inside track with God, having a strong prayer life, seemingly all the faith you wished you possessed. You have to get to know him. He already knows you from the hip. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. So your first move is to acknowledge you're a sinner. Decide right now to be a loser or a winner. Then repent of all your sins. The last is to believe that Jesus died for you and you acknowledge him as Savior. It's true. Then as you grow, you have to read the word and apply it for yourself. Then have faith. Without it, you can't please him. You will find that he loves you. He won't leave or forsake you. This changes your way of living because he doesn't give you what you can handle. He helps you handle what is given. In time, you will undoubtedly be able to call on Jesus and the devil will flee. With faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains and become a new creature. Things are new, you'll see. You're a child of God. Now live life abundantly. This is VIP and peace.
Unmute yourself, Gina.
Apologize, Pastor.
Hello, darling.
I'm here. Let's go. Mute yourself. I got it.
Mute yourself. I got it.
That's all right. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Every now and then, I have to get on my knees. I'm talking about my black ass 54-year-old knees. Pray. Because me sitting alone in a quiet room, or if I'm in the garage or the bathroom, if I'm sitting on the couch and I'm home alone, if I am doing anything other than being subservient, I'm not supplicating, I'm not down on my knees. The prayers that I give, I know when I send them off, they're being received. But I mean, there's some days when life be life and adulting is so hard that all I can say to y'all is down on my black 54-year-old ashy knees. I need to pray for my mom, for my aunts, for my uncles, my cousins, for my daughter and my bonus child, for my grandchildren, the famous three, and my bonus two babies, for her sister Addie's two kids and all the kids who call me Jesus, to all of the uncles and the aunts who see what I'm doing and thank me and whatnot. All I can say is, I'm not doing anything special. This is the way I was raised. I was always a little girl doing the best that I could every day. But that personal relationship with God is the only thing that would make me stand out from the crowd. See, I'm not trying to fit in. I'm not regular or ordinary. Extraordinary. I've been blessed and highly favored. I've come back from things that would have killed the average lady. All I know is one thing for certain, two things for sure, that God is blessing me, and he will do something more. But I can't casually, nor can I quietly. I have to say it with the outside voice and with my chest. God, I thank you for all the things you've done for me and the people in my life who surround me with all the love and positivity. For the poets, for the real, for the elders, for the ancestors, for the sacred, for the blessed, for the saints, for the sinners. I need them every day, because if I'm not an inspiration to them or they're not inspiring me, then I don't even understand what we're doing every day. I love you, God, and everything that you provided for me. So I'm going to say it again. I'm humbled, grateful, and thankful, and I'm prayerful. But today, not just standing, sitting, I'm kneeling. I'm down on my 54-year-old ashy knees, letting you know that the only reason I'm here today is you. But there's not just a feeling. My relationship with you is so concrete that there's nothing that can compete. And only things that I need in my life are the things that make me essentially me. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. And out here being your daughter on this day, all I can say is I savor all the freestyle poetry that was down, laid down, brought to your throne today. Because this is an inspiration factor. I'm King of Dawn. Thank you for indulging. That was my piece.
Lord, Lord, Lord. I see nothing but pain and sadness anymore. Joy has been replaced by degrees of heartache and pain, sickness, disease, incarceration, violence, tears. Is it me? Or am I completely insane? I'm glad to be past the halfway point in life, although in truth, only God knows my exit date. But I'm ready when he is. Because in this life, love seems to getting this behind kicked by hate. Hardly a day goes by when word of another family I know engulfed in some degree of uncertainty or dread, or that another person I know lying on a slab pronounced dead. And the hardest part of all of this is that it had all been foretold and was to be expected. Harder yet is that it could have all been avoided had obedience to God's word not been rejected. The pain I see and feel nearly every day is but a glimpse of what is to come, a world that I would not, could not wish upon anyone. But for many, it's already too late. Disobedience has consigned them to the fiery lake. Lord, 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 please, Father, I'm begging on repentant knees. Strengthen those who love you.
Raise up kingdom residents to spread your word. Father, please. Raise up residents not embarrassed or ashamed to acknowledge you aloud. What's to come is so horrific. We must share your offer of salvation and do it unabashedly, boldly, and proud. If this cup be taken away, but then at the end of the day, may your will be done. The apocalypse you warned about, most assuredly has already begun. The most painful aspect in all of this, there is an escape clause, unused by many, but available for everyone. My very soul grieves for so many blinded by selfish desire, hard-heartedness, irrational beliefs, and satanic lies. I've given up on wondering why, because there but for the grace of God go I. How paralyzingly deeply for this sinful world doth my soul cry. I have to focus on ensuring my walk is pleasing to thee and to allow you in me to shine as a beacon for all to see. And if it comes necessary to be willing, as you were, to lay down my life for thee. I surrender, Lord, completely. Lord, 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 help me.
Divine inspiration. Man, I have had a blast in here tonight with you folks. This has been a powerful evening. Real gems have been dropped throughout this place tonight. Hey, Dina, I'm glad you were able to dip over here from the clubhouse. Thank you. Appreciate you. Love you. Oh, and let me come back and bring Lisa on right quick for 1 second.
Miss Lisa Lips, could you tell everybody what it is you have going on in the Epiphany world?
I forgot to ask that earlier. I apologize.
Coming up on March the 8th, which is number 12, in the 8th well, we are doing our first artist spotlight. We have Natasha Yoshi Fletcher. Her book will be released this Friday. But she's going to be spotlighted next Friday, March 8th, in the 8th well. Her book is called Unleashed. Becoming the Dragon.
If you have the flyer for that, you can post that in the event page, Lisa.
I'm still working on the flyer. We just made these decisions in the last couple of days.
Okay. But be sure to tag me into it, and I'll post it in the event page for this show and for next Sunday as well.
Okay, I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Now let me get the other person that I forgot to ask what they got going on. Hold on 1 sec. Hey, Gina. I jollifies, but I didn't ask you. What you got going on with the Epiphany Network these days, young lady?
Basically,
unmute, Gina.
I did. I was so late. I didn't make it to the speed round. I just want y'all to know.
I have to make sure you get the recording of this show. You missed history in the making with Miss Lisa Lips this evening. That
I
piece
appreciate
is,
it. Like I said, I knew it was recorded and I could catch the playback, but I was texting Black Fat in the living room on Clubhouse at the Mohawk Poetry. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you so much.
You will be well pleased. Man, look, I'm still got goosebumps and still feeling it from that piece of Lisa's. Alonzo and I have been talking about it all night. Alonzo, you still with us?
You know I am, sir.
Well, I know, but you know me, I got to be a smart behind. But, yeah, I'm still. But anyway, I'm going to open up everybody's mic since we're getting ready to close before Alonzo gives his final remarks. And I give mine and pray us out. I just wanted to open the plat. I got everybody's mic open right now. Is there anything that's going on with this group, with all of us, that's you're struggling with and that you may need prayer for? I think I want to try to do this at the end of most shows, just open the mics for everybody. And if there's something that you wanted to just get off your chest or something that you need to the family to pray with you on, this is the time to do it. Well, one of the many times. But I'm going to start doing this more often, I think. Just give a few minutes if there's anything.
If I could request prayer. I have been slowly over the last few weeks losing my ability to walk. And I'm seeing my doctors and trying to get into pain management, but as it stands right now, I can't walk more than 10 steps or so before it's too painful to move. So if we could, please.
Yes, definitely. And I'm always down
like
for extra
prayer.
I like to
add that I have gone from wheelchair bound to using a walker and a cane to ambulating on my own again. And that happened during my lifetime, during my adulthood, Lisa. So note that you're not alone in this. And even if you lose the ability to ambulate on your own temporarily, God is a healer and a redeemer. And the positive energy and prayer that I received, I think, is part of what helped me along with physical therapy. So we definitely need to lift you up. And at this point, I don't have a request except let's pray for Lisa.
Brother Paul, are you on mute?
I sure am. I'm just talking my head off. We're starting to pray. And I did a Gina. I jollified. I was in the middle of a prayer. Oh, my goodness. I was saying, Lisa, that this must be the reason why that thought came into my head to open the platform up like this for prayer. For you. So I take that as a sign of God's letting you know he's here with you. But we are definitely about to touch and agree and go before the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne right now in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Father, thanking you in advance for what it is that you're in the process of doing. We receive word from you, Father God, that you are there. Fear not, Lisa. He's going to be with you throughout this whole ordeal. Father God, we ask that you have the medical staff scratching their heads saying, well, how can she be coming back this fast from this? Father God, show up and show out, Lord, showing her that you are with her, Father God. But whatever your will is, Father God, let her know that you're with her and there's a purpose for these things, and it's only for her betterment, to empower her and to prepare her for the next phase of her walk. And I do mean walk, Lord. So we thank you for what it is that you're about to do, Father God. We thank you for what it is that you are doing with Gina as well as and her trials and tribulations medically and emotionally that she's been going through, Father God. We ask that you would just touch the entire Epiphany family, Lord, and hold us up, Father God, that we might continue to be those scribes that you created us to be, to spread your word through poetry, to spread some positivity in this dark world through your gift of poetry, Father. We thank you, Father. We love you. We just ask that you, as we leave this platform, but never from your presence, Lord, that the same joyful heart of communing with you that is present now be with us as we leave from this platform, Father God, and carry us through the week to come. We thank you. We love you. And it's in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, that I pray, that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I just remembered, who is it? T.D. Jakes.
Amen.
Was woman, thou art loosed. You are loosed from that pain, from that thing that the enemy thought he was going to cripple you with. Because God within you is greater than that. He's able to do far and abundantly more than we could even dream of. So just keep your faith on him. Keep your trust in him. Keep our prayers in him, with you. And we're going to get through this because you're not alone. Anytime
you
need somebody to just bust it up with a distraction from your pain, hit me up.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I appreciate all of you.
I appreciate all of you.
That's the way we do it around here at Epiphany. We're family. You know, we have to be our brother's keeper.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I thank you all. Alonzo, do you have any last words before we play these last couple minutes of music?
Oh God.
I just want to thank you to all those that called in. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here tonight. Of all night, all nights, it's freestyle. So the energy that is out there, those that are listening, those that tune in down the road, anybody that has picked up any kind of message, thank you for joining us tonight and continue to do so. For the veterans out there, for
friends
those
out there,
in need,
for the
need,
children.
I just want to thank everybody for calling.
I just want to thank everybody for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you all and good night.
Oh, God.
this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking, like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who would leave.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray.
You gotta pray through it.
Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
come on. I know you're saying now, there's no way I can live through this.
But live.
But live through it. No one can understand all that you have been dealing with.
You've been holding. It feels like you're
dying
inside.
Dying.
The fight of your life.
Fight of your life.
God knows.
But God knows.
God knows.
And he bears
you.
And you win.
Somebody lift your hands right now and say, I will.
For you.
There's life after this is over.
So near.